This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
COVID cases are on the rise. Chicago and Illinois are experiencing high transmission rates with more than 400 new cases per day in the city. So what does this mean for the upcoming holidays? WBEZ's Katie O'Connell joins me to discuss this. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Mary.
How about if we start with what's causing the increase in cases right now?
The biggest reason? It's cold and people are moving indoors. That reduces the amount of ventilation, and it makes every single interaction with someone who is not wearing a mask more dangerous. I interviewed Dr. Emily Landon. She's the lead epidemiologist at the University of Chicago. Here's how she thinks of it.
When you put a drop of food coloring into a drinking glass full of water, you can see that the drinking glass is sort of now a pale shade of blue or red or whatever you use. But if you put that same drop of food coloring in a bathtub, you're not going to see anything from one drop. And that's the difference between breathing out COVID outside and breathing out COVID inside.
Okay, we've got Thanksgiving this week. Hanukkah starts on Sunday, and then we're rounding right into Christmas. So the question on everyone's minds right now is it safe to get together? What have you learned about that?
So that really depends on if you are vaccinated or if you are unvaccinated. If you are unvaccinated, but you qualify for a vaccine, the city's health department suggests that you do not travel and that you avoid large gatherings over the holidays. It's a little different if you are vaccinated. COVID isn't nearly as dangerous as it was before for people who are vaccinated. Breakthrough cases are highly unlikely, and it is exceedingly rare that you would end up in the hospital. So really the concern now is for children under 5 who do not qualify for a vaccine, or the elderly and the immunocompromised, because vaccines don't work as well for them.
And Katie, are there some steps that people could take to keep these groups that are more vulnerable safer?
Yes, that's when you're going to look at non-vaccine types of mitigation factors. So we're talking about our old friends, masking, testing, and social distancing. For masking, kids at school, you want to make sure that they are wearing their mask properly as per state guidelines. And then when you're around family members who fall into those categories, you might want to wear a mask around them as well. The at-home tests are perfect for day-of testing. Then you should even consider limiting social interactions before the holidays. And something as simple as a kid's table can help with social distancing.
Everyone loves a kid's table.
Everyone
or
does.
They hate it. Okay, Katie, what was the best piece of advice that you've heard on holiday gatherings?
So that came from Dr. Emily Landon again. She says it's a good idea to have two sets of plans for the holidays. So you have plan A. That is the plan that includes most of the things that are on your wish list, most of the people you want to see, events you want to go to. Then you have plan B. That is a scaled back, more limited plan. It includes a lot less, but it avoids the stress if you can't move forward with plan A. You have something to pivot to instead of starting from scratch.
And one more question. Are health officials expecting cases to keep rising after Thanksgiving?
Unfortunately, they couldn't quite give me an answer on that. They said, you know, we don't have a crystal ball, and it's a little different this year because we have vaccines that we did not have last year. So really what's going to happen here is that masking and testing are going to be key as we come out of the holidays.
Okay, that's WBEZ's Katie O'Connell. Thank you, and wishing everyone a very happy and safe holiday season. This is WBEZ.